Well, we are a government agency, and we send volunteers overseas to work in one of 75-plus countries in a variety of different skill areas, ranging from education to agriculture, environment, business development, health and youth and community development. And based on someone's major or work or volunteer experience, we'll place them in one of those countries.
Now, right before we started our interview, you told me that you served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Mali for 2 years. Tell us something about your experiences.
Sure. Well, I was in the business sector based on my major in finance, and so I was assigned to work in Mali in West Africa. I had never really heard of it or knew much about it, and I was there from 2003 to 2005.
Okay.
And my main assignment was working with women's groups to help them start small projects. So I was doing microfinance, and they would typically do projects like dyeing cloth, making fabric, or making soap. And I did a lot of other side projects, or secondary projects, as we call them, in Peace Corps, with HIV/AIDS education in schools and talking on the radio. And I did some projects with the Association of Gardeners in my village. So it's always important for Peace Corps volunteers to be flexible, to work outside of their expertise, if you will, and basically be a volunteer for the entire community.
What does it take to be a Peace Corps volunteer?
Well, as far as the application process goes, or what we're looking for as an applicant, we do look for specific degrees or work or volunteer experience, good GPAs. We're looking for people that are just motivated and willing to work under conditions of hardship if need be, in rural locations if need be, anybody that's willing to tackle the cultural barriers and language barriers that come with working in Peace Corps. So I think the ideal Peace Corps volunteer is just a motivated individual who is looking to change their perspective on life, because that certainly will come from 2 years of service in a developing country.
So how does it work, the application process?
Our website is peacecorps.gov, and that's where you would apply. There's a ton of information from videos and other information that helps people learn about Peace Corps. We're all over Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those things. It's really cool to read volunteer blogs and look at pictures they posted and videos of their site. But the application is all online. It's a fairly lengthy process. It can take up to 12 months. And so we tell people to apply 12 months before they would like to go overseas.
What do you learn when you're volunteering with Peace Corps?
You learn who you are. You gain a new perspective on life. You see kind of how the rest of the world lives outside of, you know, the bubble that we most likely grew up in here in the States, at least. You learn, you come away with a sense of strength that you can accomplish anything. There's not going to be much harder than 2 years of Peace Corps. So knowing that you have accomplished that, I feel like I can tackle anything now.
Where can people find more information about the recruitment process?
Well, here in this area, if you're listening in Arkansas, then your recruitment office will be located in Dallas. And I'm the current recruiter for this area. So you can find us on peacecorps.gov. You can find your local recruiting office there. I'll come to Arkansas probably twice per school semester, and perhaps once in the summer. I'll go to Little Rock, and I'll spend time here at Northwest Arkansas as well. And we post recruitment events online. So once you're there to peacecorps.gov, you can click on connect with a recruiter, and you can search by state and by area. So that's where you'll find recruiting events that I'm hosting.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kurt.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.